Chapter 6. Work Wonders, Exploring Portuguese Job Slang. Step into the office, the workshop, and onto the bustling streets through the doorway of language. In this chapter, I will guide you through the maze of idioms and phrases that embody the Portuguese work ethic. From the early mornings,
vergar a mola,
to the end-of-day exhaustion of
estar estafado.
Each expression is steeped in the culture of labor and toil. As your mentor, I will share with you the colloquialisms that echo in the halls of commerce and the proverbs that highlight both the struggles and the humor found in the workplace. You'll encounter terms like
lambotas
and
lambcus
that reveal the less glamorous sides of office dynamics. You will learn to articulate the efforts and challenges of the workday with the richness of Portuguese expression. Are you ready to roll up your sleeves and delve into the lexicon of labor? Let's embark on this chapter where the language of work isn't just about earning a paycheck, but about navigating the complexities of working life with wit and resilience.
Tem bom lombo para trabalhar.
Literal, has a good loin to work, has a strong back for work.
Ele tem bom lombo para trabalhar na construção.
He has a strong back for working in construction.
Grande trabalheira.
Big effort or large workload.
Arrumar a casa foi uma grande trabalheira.
Cleaning the house was a big effort.
Muitos anos a virar frangos.
Literal. Many years turning chickens. Many years of experience or seasoned.
Ele tem muitos anos a virar frangos neste negócio.
He has many years of experience in this business.
Bico de obra.
Tough job.
Resolver este problema vai ser bico de obra.
Solving this problem is going to be a tough job.
Trabalhar no duro.
To work hard.
Tenho que trabalhar no duro para atingir os meus objetivos.
I have to work hard to achieve my goals.
Trabalhar para aquecer.
Literal. To work for heating, to work in vain.
Ele está sempre a trabalhar para aquecer.
He's always working in vain.
Vergar a mola.
To work diligently or to put in effort.
Está na hora de vergar a mola e terminar este projeto.
It's time to work diligently and finish this project.
Trabalhar para o boneco.
Literal, to work for the doll. To work for nothing.
Não vale a pena estar a trabalhar para o boneco.
It's not worth it to work for nothing.
Lambcus.
Literal asslicker, brown noser or ass kisser.
Ele é lambcus do chefe.
He's an ass kisser to the boss.
Lambotas.
Literal bootlicker.
Ele é verdadeiro lambotas, sempre a tentar agradar ao chefe.
He's a real bootlicker, always trying to please the boss.
Cheira-cus.
Literal butt sniffer, person who meddles in others' affairs or brown noser.
Dos funcionários é conhecido por ser cheira-cus dos seus superiores, sempre a tentar saber o que eles estão a fazer.
One of the employees is known for being a brown noser with their superiors, always trying to find out what they are doing.
Patrão fora dia santo na loja.
Literal, when the boss is away, it's a holy day in the store. When the cat's away, the mice will play.
Quando chefe foi viajar, todos funcionários relaxaram. Patrão fora, dia santo na loja.
When the boss went on a trip, all the employees relaxed. When the cat's away, the mice will play.
Soar as estupinhas.
To work hard or to put in a lot of effort.
Ele soou as estupinhas para terminar o projeto a tempo.
He worked hard to finish the project on time.
Desocupado.
Unoccupied or unemployed.
Ele está desocupado desde que terminou o seu último emprego.
He's been unemployed since he finished his last job.
Dar o corpo ao manifesto.
To give one's all or to do one's best.
Ele está disposto a dar o corpo ao manifesto para evoluir na carreira.
He's willing to give his all to advance in his career.
Dar o litro.
Literal, to give the liter. To work one's socks off or to put in the effort.
Ele está a dar o litro para conseguir o diploma.
He's working his socks off to get the diploma.
Pôr mãos à obra.
Literal, to put hands to work, to get down to business or to get to work.
Chegou a hora de parar de falar e pôr mãos à obra.
It's time to stop talking and get to work.
Pôr no olho da rua.
Literal to put in the eye of the street, to kick out or to give the boot.
Se ele não melhorar o desempenho, vai ser posto no olho da rua.
If he doesn't improve his performance, he'll be kicked out.
Sapateiro.
Literal shoemaker. Incompetent or unskilled worker.
Não contrates aquele sapateiro para consertar o carro, ele não sabe o que está a fazer.
Don't hire that incompetent to fix the car, he doesn't know what he's doing.
Não dar conta do recado.
Not to handle the task or not to cut it.
Ele não dá conta do recado quando tem que tomar decisões difíceis.
He can't handle the task when he has to make tough decisions.
Não chegar para as encomendas.
Literal, not enough for the orders. Not up to scratch.
Ele não chega para as encomendas quando se trata de liderar uma equipa.
He's not up to scratch when it comes to leading a team.
Estar estafado.
To be exhausted.
Depois do treino, fiquei completamente estafado.
After the training, I was completely exhausted.
Ser levado ao colinho.
To be given preferential treatment.
Ele é sempre levado ao colinho pela chefia.
He's always given preferential treatment by management.
Vestir a camisola.
Literal to wear the shirt. To support or to commit oneself.
Todos na empresa devem vestir a camisola e dar o seu melhor.
Everyone in the company should commit and give their best.
Cunha.
Nepotism, favoritism or connections.
Ele só conseguiu o emprego por causa da cunha do pai.
He only got the job because of his father's connections.
Key, quem indica.
Recommendation by someone influential, referral to a job or opportunity, indicating a trusted service to someone else.
Ela conseguiu a entrevista graças ao seu QI.
She got the interview thanks to her referral.